This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Eddie Thomas, THOMAS, Eddie, EDDIE. Place is Briarwood Manor. Date was April 10th, 2022. New paragraph. Mr. Thomas was seen regarding history of stroke, comma, hypertension, comma, debility. And a recent history of respiratory failure. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Thomas had two hospitalizations, period. He developed a stroke with some bleeding into the CVA, period. He also is known to have small vessel disease, period. He had accelerated hypertension at the time of the stroke, period. He developed a severe left hemiplegia at the end of his first hospitalization, but he was stabilized and was sent to assisted living care. However, he did not do well, and he had elevated blood pressure and weakness and debility, and he came back to the hospital, period. He's not ambulatory, period. The left side is extremely weak, period. However, in comparison to the hospital, his movement in the right upper extremity is better, period. There actually was a slight grip, which was not present 10 days ago. And there was some ability to move the arm around, which was not present 10 days ago, period. He had a period of hypotension during his last hospitalization. He was given a 2-liter fluid bolus and started on Lebifid. And he needed to be in the ICU, and he briefly was intubated and mechanically ventilated, period. He had leukocytosis of 15 and creatinine 1.7, period. This improved, period. He was also treated for urinary tract infection, period. He was seen here a week ago also for an admission HNP, period. In the interim, comma, there has been improvement, period. He's been getting physical therapy, period. He did say more than he normally would say to me, period. His blood pressure is stable and there's no headache or chest pain, period. He had a history of myocardial infarction in the past also, and small vessel disease, so he does have peripheral vascular disease as well as coronary artery disease, period. He had a coronary angioplasty and a stent several years ago, period. I believe it was in 2012, period. He was septic during his hospitalization, period. We also suspect underlying COPD, period. In the past, he had renal artery stenosis with stenting, resulting in severe hypertension, period. In any case, he's at his baseline, period. He does have some dementia, period. He's not fully oriented, but maybe partially oriented to place, period. New paragraph, review of systems, no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or fever. In paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill and is adequately nourished, but he's thin framed and he's beginning to eat a little better. In paragraph examination, he's not extremely ill, blood pressure 119 over 66, temperature 98.5, pulse 68, respiratory 17, O2 saturation 96%, weight 114.7. Head and neck, oral mucous membranes are pink and moist. Ears normal inspection. Hearing is slightly diminished. Neck supple, no mass or thyromegaly or nodes. Lungs, poor effort, but there's no wheezes or crackles. Percussion is normal, period. There's no excessive muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, soreness 2, no gallop, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender. CNS, he still has a significant left hemiplegia, but there's some ability to move the forearm and grip a little on the left, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Thomas had a severe cerebrovascular accident resulting in left hemiplegia, and we're continuing aspirin 81 milligrams daily and atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. Okay. This also should help his peripheral, his coronary artery disease, period. He has hypertension, for which we are using Cordura, 4 milligrams daily, and Clonidine, 0.1 milligram every 8 hours, but hold if the blood pressure is less than 160 systolic. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams every 12 hours. And Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, he has known coronary artery disease and previous myocardial infarction, and we are continuing aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, plus Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. He has had some intervention with stents, and he's also on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily for this period. He has evidence of COPD, and we're using albuterol nebulizer every 4 times if needed, period. He has a feeding tube due to dysphagia, period. He has a nitric patch for coronary disease, or a nitrotime release, 2.5 milligrams every 12 hours for angina. I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.